I was afraid, but he was doing it aside. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you're good. Sorry, I was just getting situated.
Okay.
All right. Hello, hello. This is James and DJ Tuna. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medform Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, well, well.
We're back with Josh Stone.
Hey guys.
Josh Stone is in the house.
Is my mic on? I can't.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you sound crystal clear.
I can hear myself now.
Yeah, right. Well,
it's great to be back. How was everyone's 2 weeks?
Last
one was solo by Tuna.
Yeah, I almost went, but
yeah,
I had better things to do.
The last one was a blast.
This whole thing, now, to be honest.
I read from a top 10 list.
I know. We should do that again.
We should. Well,
I'll do some research.
Yeah,
I'll do some research. I love 10.
Definitely do the websites with the comments. Those are the funniest parts of any list.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know the website.
Yeah.
You bookmark that website. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
It's really gonna make a break show.
How was your week, James?
My week was pretty good. I'm trying to think. It was not too stressful of a week. Just enjoying the fruits of my labor. Yeah, the fruit. Oh, sure. Yeah.
The fruit of the loom.
Yeah, that's the
fruit
of the loom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's about right.
Sounds only right. But
how was your week, Josh?
Good. You know, I've been doing work. I've been rewatching Sopranos.
Rewatching.
Well, I haven't really seen the whole, but I've seen enough of it. Like, I've seen the ending. I've seen episodes from every season except for the fifth season. I had never seen the first season all the way through, so I watched that. I kind of skimmed through the second because I've seen that one all the way through. On the third season now.
Is that how you watch all TV? Like,
No. Okay. I used to be like a big TV watcher, but now I just kind of like, I don't really watch a lot of shows, so it's been nice to get back into it. It's so good. I feel like I'm just completely in the world. You know, I've been like developing like a New Jersey accent. Actually, I have a funny story about that. So sometimes when I order at like a restaurant or something, I like put on like kind of an accent.
Well, remember we went to Chick-fil-A and we put on the Boston accent,
yeah.
and then we just stopped halfway through ordering.
Yeah,
and it was in front of a person. It wasn't like a machine.
No, it was not.
So the person was like
very awkward.
Yeah,
they didn't say anything, which is good. But someone did say something to me. I was at a Remnant Brewery last night with some friends, and basically, like, I'm like ordering. I'm like, yeah, let me get two of these. And the person like getting my drinks is like, where are you from? And I'm from California, but you know, I've been living in Boston for some time. And she's like, what is that accent? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I've just had it living out here. She's like, so you lived out here for a couple years and you develop an accent. From California.
You're from California. You live in Boston. You develop an accent from New Jersey.
So makes complete sense. And then my friend is like, "No, it's a joke. It's a complete bit."
Oh, threw you
and
under the bus.
Threw me under the bus. First of all,
that's
very rude.
Horrific.
And then, the person is like, "Well, it needs work."
Oh,
crushing, right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I feel like you're not supposed to say anything. Like, the person getting that should have just, like, let me do my thing so I could feel happy, you know? Like, maybe, am I wrong, or should I have been called out on that?
You mean by the waiter or waitress person?
I work in service. I don't, you know?
Yeah, that's
people are too friendly these days is the problem. This person thinks they're my friend. They can call me out on that kind of thing. Very rude.
Wow. Well, that's a heavy, yeah.
I still tipped, obviously.
Of course.
Generously.
18%?
For them having to
15.
Okay.
I feel like drinks at a bar are 15. So. Uh-huh. What do you tip at?
Well,
for?
You're Jewish, so I thought 18.
Oh, wow.
I'm Jewish, too.
So oh, yeah, yeah. 18 is, yeah.
36 if it's really good.
36.
54 if I'm, 54 if I'm like, really just...
Well, the bar mitzvah numbers.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, well, I know that I'm a waiter.
I know.
And
at Mike's. Everyone go.
Mike's on Thursday nights.
Mike's on Thursday.
Well...
Thursday
Tuesdays,
nights.
Technically, but I got cut yesterday because it's
for his
getting
poor
cold.
For his poor performance.
No.
Stats weren't holding up.
It was actually kind of warm. It's warm, very warm today, and it was cold.
Yeah, it's been.
It was like
68.
Warm last night too. Something we're gonna be paying. I feel like we're gonna be punished for this very soon.
Yeah. Oh,
some I horrible hope so. Weather.
I think it's gonna snow.
This man loves tomorrow. Snow. This
I'm
man,
waiting for it. It's
this man fuck. Wants.
Oh wait, what? Sorry. But
snow in early November. This is what this man wants.
Snow
in early November.
Well, that's messed up, man. I mean, like, I hate snow. You don't have a car, right. Also, so you don't have to, like, deal with shoveling it out.
Right, exactly.
That's a pain.
Yeah, true. It is. If it is snowing, it's a house effort to.
Well, you have a nice driveway to. I guess I don't have a driveway now. I park my car in the street. Huh? Who knows what that's going to be? Nightmare.
Does any house in Massachusetts or on the East Coast have like a garage, like to just put your car?
I've seen some. I mean, I think
they have
their really
like
nice,
separate
really nice
like they
too,
have their little separate little like stone buildings to the side of their house.
Yeah,
but in California, like every house
has
a garage.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. Yeah, I've seen it in like the nicer neighborhoods, but I guess I went to Eli's house. He lives in a nice area, Newton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful home. Eli, if you're listening, I loved your home. Thank you to Eli's parents.
Shout
I know they're
out.
Listening.
Built their own home.
What's it? You want to give the like address? Just,
yeah.
Like, so people know?
I don't know it, but.
They built their own. That home was built by
Eli's
Eli.
Dad.
Really?
By Eli.
Yes. By Eli. Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. That was back when he was addicted to perfume. Yeah. No garage. So I'm a little. I'm like, huh?
It's funny. East Coast is the coast that should have garages.
Right? The weather here, terrible for car longevity, but I guess they don't really care. LA, you know, like everyone has a garage for the most part.
I mean, that might be why everyone here just gets a new car every like 3 months. It's like,
does that happen?
No.
No. You're lying out of your teeth. I'm sorry.
What if I could put an accent when I say it?
Yeah.
New Jersey accent?
Do it.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Okay.
Ma won.
Gabagool.
All right, should we get some tunes?
Let's get some
tunes.
People are tired of hearing this.
Yes, right. All right, let's see what we got in deck.
Don't mind my breathing.
Still of the night. In the still of Yeah. 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 And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer aid, so I guess we just pray like the ministers say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. Tough, but it may be the only way.
They say people in your life for seasons, and anything that happens is for a reason. And gun clapping and keep the squeezing, and grand keep praying and keep believing in Jesus. And one day that you see him, till then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out. Sticking it now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. Nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
Get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no dodge, sure. Know who it was.
talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty Nima dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little with that switch, I bet that switch switch up his nerve. The ops inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was dissing on my cousin, now his all in that wood, huh?
Boom, boom, boom.
Book his, I wish he would come. V-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run. Shicey, that's my dog, but Pooh, you know I'm really shicey. You told all them OT that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, they really dead.
I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the net, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you, come get it back in blood. Come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rex. Know who it was, story. Just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. God. Yeah, you know who took that from you, come get it back in blood.
This is, come get it back in blood. Brr. Big brr.
Oh,
That song bangs every time.
Well, well, good fade, good fade.
Thanks, I tried my best. What you were just listening to was by Soccer Mommy, Circle in the Drain. Before that was Pooh Shiesty, Back in Blood. And before that was Kanye with Heard Him Say, featuring Adam Levine.
Who's right? Kanye Shiesty. Kanye Shiesty.
Kanye
Shiesty. Pooh Shiesty, you my dog, but Pooh, I know you really shiesty. well, we got a top 10 list here. All for right, you today.
You got some lists. Okay,
you want to introduce it? Tell us who wrote it. All right, okay, I can do it. It's most annoying things in life.
Wow, and relatable.
And it doesn't say. I think it's maybe this is crowdsourced.
I mean, listen.
This is just
agreed
before upon.
We even get into this. I think we all can think of 10 things that are really annoying, but I'm interested to see what the most annoying.
Three of them are in this room right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
God,
self-deprecating.
Are we gonna start at number 10? Yeah.
Do we start at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Bar, my parents won't let me. No, I don't want a deluxe stroller. The youngest member of my family is my kitty. No, I don't want a deluxe big screen TV. I don't watch TV much. No, I don't want to buy a fake rare Beanie Boo off eBay. Ah!
They gotta do like a psychoanalysis on the comments of on the top 10 so comments. It's
these
crazy.
Are just Josh Stone's comments.
All right, should we move on to number nine?
No, number nine. No, right no. After.
Why don't you do number nine?
Wait, hold on. No, you do. I don't have
number
pulled
nine
up
is
yet.
Great.
Oh, is number nine what I think? Is it just the. Hold
on. Literally just rap.
It's just the subject of rap. Rap.
Just rap. That's
horrible.
That's
this person has a vendetta.
I'll read this. Who wants to read this?
Actually,
first, this
okay.
First
most
comment.
Of the comments are actually defending rap.
Yeah, but most that's good. But why don't you read this first comment?
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, yeah. This is by Sean Cena, 04.
Sean Cena.
Great name. Great name.
Born in 2004, probably.
Yeah.
He did say I'm 15.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Are you going to read it? Or?
Oh, I thought you were reading it.
No.
I'm sorry. I'll read it. Okay. To be perfectly honest, I hate modern rap. I'm 15, so don't get me confused for some old dude who'd never heard of rap before. I've heard plenty. More than I think I've ever wanted to hear, to be honest. It's just bad. The lyrics are usually questionable at best. I don't know how parents will let their kids listen to stuff like this.
15 worrying about like the worst.
And while I know that there's rap out there about good things, even just the music itself gets on my nerves. In my opinion, the chemistry of the bands from the 50s to the 90s will forever be better than any music made by a guy singing in a monotone voice to a computer-generated beat that, in most cases, has been used by at least 20 other people.
This sounds like something Ben Shapiro would say. You're doing a good little Ben Shapiro impression.
By the way, the chemistry of the bands from the 50s to the 90s, that's a 40-year span. That's huge.
Yeah, that's
like... Like, there's billions of bands in that time. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just... let's see if there's any funny comments.
Well, that is it.
I mean, like I said, some of the others are really defending it. It says, y'all say rap is bad. Country music really sucks. Country music singers, or country singers just talking about girls and having sex and getting drunk, and their girl dumps them. They throw beer cans at both of her shadows.
I don't know if I can read this one.
Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and those other male singers are nothing but trash. This person is just going on an anti-country rant.
This is a great one. Rap promotes violence and is about money and stuff that songs should not be written about. What happened to good musicians like the Beatles and Led Zeppelin?
Yes, like Jimmy Page, who had like a 14-year-old girlfriend.
Yep. Do you think I can read this one? I think it's funny.
Is it PG for...
No, I can't read that one.
Well, I'm sure we can get the idea, though, if people are just going in on the subject material of rap.
I find it really funny when people hate rap, because they all have, like, the same argument that it's about, like, bad things, but, like... All other music, like, people talk about kind of similar things.
Right.
Just, like, different.
Yeah.
All right, number eight.
I'll read number eight.
Mind you, remember, 10 and 9 were advertisements and rap.
This is number eight, terrorist.
Oh, my God.
the eighth most
following
annoying
rap.
Thing. Terrorist.
Truly a nuisance. Annoying is definitely
so
the word.
Annoying. Yeah. Don't you hate that when there's terrorists?
Like, annoying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
no need for comments on that. Just...
Okay. This is actually a very divisive subject, one on this list. Okay, build bridges, not walls, figuratively speaking, but this can be literal if you think about it. Oh, many people in a certain country disagree with something your country generally approves of. Okay, but that does not mean you have to murder them. Leave them be. You can build bridges with some countries while just avoiding other countries you dislike, but you don't have to build walls. Maybe just make a compromise if that's not going to work. Leave them alone. Peaceful Anon. Terrorists aren't annoying, and that's what we're trying to describe. Terrorists are evil, not a nuisance. So please do realize that a bad singer will be above them.
Which
what?
Is a lead-in because number seven.
Number seven
is Justin Bieber. so there's a clear line.
Yeah, terrorist to Justin Bieber. Justin is the Antichrist. Hearing or seeing him is like accidentally viewing Rosie O'Donnell or Whoopi Goldberg naked.
Oh, goodness.
It induces violent vomiting while intentionally defecating yourself at the same time. Gitmo detainees were subject to viewing him. What's Gitmo?
Guantanamo Bay.
Subjected to viewing him in 10-second segments, being interviewed, singing, or just walking down the street. It was shortly thereafter Osama bin Laden struck down and killed because his soldiers gave up everything in order not to be subjected.
I almost believe this. That was insane.
I know. I was waiting to see where that went.
Yeah.
God.
Oh my God.
That's pretty
people
brutal.
Really hate this guy. I like his music.
Yeah, I don't know when these comments were written. I feel like maybe his voice was a little, but now his voice is like beautiful.
He's kind of he's definitely made a comeback, I feel like. I mean, he's the most listened on Spotify top artist of all time, I think.
Yeah.
So
something like
still
that.
Going strong. But maybe that's the Guantanamo Bay people watching it or something. I don't know. Listening to it.
That brings us to another subject. Like, they gotta stop torturing these people.
Yes.
Making them listen to Justin Bieber, it's terrible. All right.
And we're off this topic to number six.
Number six.
Bullies.
Okay.
This is true.
I think bullies are annoying.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're just bullies. Nobody likes them.
Okay, wait. I want to read a defense of bullies. This is important. Silver Frost Storm said, "Bullies don't bully for no reason. Do you children honestly think that there are humans who are just born with an instinct to ruin other people's lives? They're not doing it just to make themselves feel big, which is what most adults tell children because they don't think kids can understand a concept any deeper than that. Bullies are probably struggling too. Don't be stereotypical and make assumptions. They could be broken. They could be dying. And talking crap about them is going to help them get out of a suicidal state that they could be in. Don't say bad things about them. Help bullies.
If you don't help them,
then who are you to talk about how bad they are? It's definitely like a recovering bully.
Help them carry out their acts.
Seriously.
Help bullies. I think that's great. Here's another opinion from stopbullying_ZPG. Bullies are Sonic wannabes who try to use toxicity to become cooler than Sonic.
We're talking about Sonic. The hedgehog.
Yeah. Okay. Joke's on them. They can't do so because the whole world has known Sonic for 30 years and counting. Any thoughts on this?
I have no idea what this person is trying to say.
It makes sense.
Why would they?
Bullies are Sonic wannabes. And if you can't see that, obviously.
Maybe you are the bully.
Maybe you're a bully.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you're a bully.
I don't want to be a Sonic.
Well, then you're not a bully.
Okay.
Because the whole world has known Sonic for 30 years and counting.
Also, can we talk about how Peaceful Anon came back and made a comment?
Yeah, what does Peaceful Anon say?
No, I think that's just describing an Anon. It's a peaceful Anon. Like, it's just an anonymous person that happens to
be. Right, but I don't...
I feel like it's the same guy.
I feel like it's the same person. It's the
same person coming back.
Who hates terrorists.
And bullies.
All right.
It's a good mission.
I think we're halfway.
Can we get some funny ones?
We can do the top three later in the show, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Okay. Let's go back to some music. Right.
Before we do that, though, should we do a quick PSA? Quick.
Yeah.
Just
quick shout out. Here you go, Josh.
I feel like this whole list has been a PSA.
Yeah, there's kind of a PSA.
Watch out for bullies, Justin Bieber, terrorists, rap.
Justin Bieber, most importantly.
Gone a lot. Right.
And yeah. Advertisements, watch out for that, which we're about to give you, by the way.
Buttons. We got
here's an advertisement.
Favorite ad.
These are all don't drink and drive.
Well, that's always a good one.
All right. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. Okay. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 22 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. This is numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
And that leads into our music.
All right.
Think about that, yeah.
Think about it.
I'm nearing the end of my fourth year. I feel like I've been lacking, crying too many tears. Everyone seemed to say it was so great, but did I miss out? Was it a huge mistake? I can't help the fact I like to be alone. It might sound kinda sad, but that's just what I seem to know. I tend to handle things usually by myself, and I can't ever seem to try and ask for help. I'm sitting here, crying in my prom dress. I'd be the prom queen if crying was a contest. Makeup is running down, feelings are all around. How did I get here? I need to know. I guess I maybe had a couple expectations. Thought I'd get to them, but no, I didn't. I guess I thought that prom was gonna be fun, but now I'm sitting on the floor and all I wanna do is run. I keep collections of masks. marks upon my wall to try and stop myself from revealing it all. Affecting others is the last thing I would do. I keep to myself though I want to break through. I hold so many small regrets. And what if it's down inside my head? Some confidence it couldn't hurt me. My demeanor is often misread. I'm sitting here crying in my prom dress. I'd be the prom queen if crying was a contest. Makeup is running down, feelings are all around. How did I get here? I need to know. I guess I maybe had a couple expectations, but I'd get to them, but no I didn't. I guess I thought the prom was gonna be fun, and now I'm sitting on the floor and all I wanna do is run. 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 I'm sitting here crying in my prom dress. I'd be the prom queen if crying was a contest. Makeup is running down, feelings are all around. How did I get here? I need to know. I guess I maybe had a couple expectations, thought I'd get to them, but no I didn't. I guess I thought that prom was gonna be fun, but now I'm sitting on the floor and all I wanna do is run. All I wanna do is run.
Bill.
Well, all right, we're back. We have 9 minutes left.
Yo.
And we have, well, we're skipping 5 and 4, but we have 3 left in the top 10 list.
We gotta get through this.
We have
we
to.
We gotta get through this.
We gotta get through this list. It'll be the death of us.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
I go first.
Screaming Babies.
Number 3.
I hate Screaming Babies, personally.
I can't wait to have a screaming baby.
My baby cousin has the most annoying crying in the entire universe. Listening to his crying is like getting lava poured into your ear while your ear has a paper cut. You don't even want to know what it sounds like. It's the most fury-inducing sound you could ever hear. I try to be a cool kid, but I also can't tolerate his infuriating crying. Also, he screeches at a volume of about 157 decibels when you least expect it. Earlier, he puked on his shirt, and his dad took it off to change it. Oh. He then went completely crazy bananas and went up to his dad and screamed like he was getting brutally impaled. I can't finish it. This is from Dre Top 10. Man.
Yes.
Terrible baby cousin sounds like.
I'm gonna be honest, looking at these comments, people are really sharing their like most personal details on this.
I actually have a personal experience with like screaming kids. I live across the street from like a preschool
currently.
Yeah, so loud every single morning, my god.
Oh yeah, we live
screaming. Yeah, wakes me up.
That's like our day. We live right next to the daycare too. Yeah. So,
do you hear them? I don't hear them.
I hear them sometimes. Oh. Yeah,
I hear these kids every morning. It's awful. I want to scream like back. I want to scream back at them.
I like it. It kind of makes me feel like I need to get moving with my day. Like kids are playing. I'm like, okay, I got. Actually, that sounds horrible. I gotta get out there.
I just like the kids. You know, it's nice to have the kids.
It's just, you know, the kids are great.
The future.
All right. Number two.
Two and one.
All right. Number
get it
two,
over with, please.
Number two is people who smoke around others. Truly the most annoying. I live in a smoke-free house. No one smokes, thankfully. So, but people that smoke can go ahead and damage their lungs, but it is annoying to have other people breathe in their smoke. People that smoke should stop smoking because it is very bad for you. But if you want to smoke, do it somewhere alone and not around other people, says Super Mario fan.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
True. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
These comments here's seem one. To be pretty
I personally think that I am very sensitive to the smell of cigarettes. Not going to lie. Cigarette butts are enough to make me cough. This is so damn annoying. Dumb smokers.
These are the most mellow comments.
Yeah, this like is
the
like last one. Mellow.
The number three comment, the screaming babies were like,
I hate babies.
and just like telling like their like life story.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, I don't like smoke.
I just hate babies.
I don't like smoke.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, and number one is.
You guessed
drum
it.
Drum roll, please.
You guessed it.
Mosquitoes.
Yes.
What? Spanish for small fly. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Mosquito. Wow.
Huh. I guess that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Let's see. What do people
I'm surprised
have to
flies
say?
Aren't on this list. I guess mosquitoes are more annoying than flies, but.
Indubitably so. Fruit flies are annoying too.
Flies are really annoying.
In general. Reminds me of Psycho. You haven't seen Psycho?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Final scene.
I'm more like action movies. Okay. Fast and the Furious.
Cinematic.
Transformers
classic.
3 and 2. First one was too serious.
Any comments or should we just end off?
I think it's
funny. Comment. I mean, there are comments, but they're not funny.
I mean, come on. Everyone knows mosquitoes. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, it could, yeah.
All right, well, one more song. Should we do Family Ties?
Well, we should say that this is 91.5 WMFO Medford Touch Reform Radio, and we're listening to Moana. We should say that, but we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
91.5 FM WMFO Medform Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medform Tufts, Medform.
I'm from Medform.
All right, we'll tune out with one more song.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
my verbs. Bout done politicking with the competition. What's the word? Put that on my mama. Eight in the process. Tryna tippy toe through the progress. Tongue tied when the truth is an object. What's the pros and the cons of this next check? Wasn't nobody round, I was independent. In a 97 bomb with the windows tinted. Heard a bomb, got a strap in the potty. Who the f*** lays a f- in the potty? Beat him up, beat him up, beat him up, beat him up. I was seeing double in the projects. Mad at myself, learned to put it to the side. Mama had to cater for the coupe that we rode at the school on the way to pot pies. And wanna play both sides, just a red dot. Don't get on the wrong red eye, it's a headshot. Damn, we can't woo them guys. Round and bag, two of them guys. I'm OD in Paris, I'm OD in France. I thought that I told you I need the advance. Put down your IG and look through my lens. A million to grandma, who did I offend? Nigel of your dreams, to me is a fan. I netted 10 million and did a little dance. I'm f***ing the world, I am in my pants. My Uncle G told me that I had a chance. So then I popped out and did it again. And did it again, and did it again. I cannot respect them, where did he begin? Advice from the council, let nobody in. Been swearing through rumors, avoiding the trends. And dug in the holes, I'm dug in the loony. Come with the shows, I'm grateful to Mammon. He opened up doors, they bung on they tour bus to come and compose. I reach to the stars on my tippy toes. This greatest success where most fold. I tell you my past, that don't get old. But how could you ask? Like I don't be riding my raft. The critics got everyone tapped. You gotta relax. The city where nobody sleep. Just tap in and ask where I'm at.
All his friends, they think I'm crazy, but they're wrong, cause I ain't lazy. And I ain't sitting here looking for something.